welcome to the next episode of the Transit Sense podcast with me, Tony Stevenson. We're just waiting for my sidekick, the Starsky, to my hutch. It's Ken Leto, who should be here in a little while. We've got a very special guest this morning. A man who's nearly as inappropriate as myself, probably even more.
Fucking A.
Yeah, it's Matt Walton.
Yeah.
Matt, how's it going?
Good, Tony, how are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
It's very, very tired. Long, stressful day today.
Yeah, I know. You texted me at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, board sign up and fucking all that shit. Yeah.
Well, I've already been up for an hour by the time you text me.
Yeah, I was up for I've got a 5-week-old, so I don't get any fucking sleep.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to get an hour's sleep. So what are we talking about today? You're just Driver Appreciation Day.
Yeah, we got that coming up.
This week.
I saw that on the wall there.
Yeah. So what's who's arranging that then? Is that
union? I don't know. I'm thinking it's the union. I don't know anything about it.
I thought we had Driver's Appreciation Day 2 months ago that no one bothered about.
That's the thing. I can't keep. You know, they used to do stuff all the time.
But they used to do trips and shit. Like, I heard, and table tennis, got ping pong or whatever the fuck.
Well, I know there's a few fucking senior guys that play ping pong every Saturday night or whatever it is. Yeah, Saturday afternoon. But I know they used to do stuff all the time, like that bus rodeo thing they used to do.
I'd love to do that. Yeah, that's a good.
I don't know why.
Ken knows more about that when he gets here because he's done it a few. I think he come third one year, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen him drive. Fuck knows how he come third. I really don't. He must have bribed someone.
Yeah.
No, that rodeo, we had it back home. It's pretty good, actually. It's a good day out for the kids. The kids love it. Bouncy castle and all that sort of shit. So it's. I don't know why they don't do more stuff like that. I'm assuming the union is going to do more stuff like that. We've got new elected people. They're doing the count.
Yeah, they're doing it
the next
4 o'clock.
Couple of hours. Yeah, so 2-3 hours
away. Yeah, that finishes at 4. So everyone, well, the people in the know should know by 5.
Yeah, they should know by 5-6 o'clock.
Roughly, yeah, everyone should know by 5. And then
we touched on this last week in the podcast. So I know you're a fan of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. You're one of 4 people who listen to us.
Hey. How could I pass up Chuck Norris over here?
Chuck Norris, what can I say? Yeah, I wish I was Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 years ago. Not about now, he's about 104 years old now.
That's about it, yeah. Slightly younger than Ken.
Just a little bit younger than Ken. Yeah, Ken's been around since Jesus was in short pants.
Yeah.
So the election for the new union executive is up. I know my picks are. I said it last week.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the people that I voted for get in.
I'm pretty much around the same.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are on the same page with the old and new and young and
yeah, we definitely
in ethnic minorities or whatever the fuck we vote and stuff. So
yeah, we definitely need a change.
Yeah. Technical difficulties with this thing. Every time it gets to like 4 minutes. I've got to change my computer. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
Apple. If you're listening, give me a new computer.
Yeah,
I know you don't listen to me.
Well, you gotta take part of that computer program here at work.
Computer. Yeah, we're gonna get onto that computer.
Yeah, you get onto that, buddy.
It was a thing. Yeah. No disrespect to the guys that were in the executive, really, Bard or anyone else.
No, no.
I'm hoping Eric gets elected as a president because. I don't know the other guy personally, so that's why I voted for Eric. I've only been here a couple of years. I mean, you've been here just over five.
Yeah.
So you probably haven't seen the other guy either. So
no.
We only know.
I went through one contract. That was it.
I mean, I started halfway through the contract, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
The contract.
Yeah, so I've never really been in a union before either, right? So I'm new to all this shit anyway.
I'm not
so.
New to the union. I've fucking done it all at home. So I'm so it's just a different way. They do things differently over here. The union has a lot more power over here. I think I mentioned this before.
We're here or back there?
Yeah, they're here. They have a lot more power. At home, they just fight for your wages. That's it. Because there's no benefits to fight for. Because it's all NHS.
They got better
service. We've got better health service. We pay a bunch of fucking tax for it. Same as over here.
Yeah.
But x-rays and fucking operations, it's all on the NHS unless you want to pay for it.
Yeah.
So we don't have none of that. It's basically just you pay your holidays, like your vacation days, and pension. That's pretty much it. That's all they deal with. So we don't... The underground go on strike quite a bit because they're greedy fucks. They get paid about... the equivalent of about $100,000, $120,000 a year.
Oh, really?
Just to drive a fucking train and press a couple of buttons and it goes up the track and then they stop it and it comes back again.
I could do that.
Yeah, it's fucking easy. I was actually offered the job. I passed all the tests and they said, you got to wait for a start date. I was waiting 2 years and I moved to Canada. I was like, yeah,
get. Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, so I told them, I phoned them and said, I'm moving to Canada. So unless you want me to drive a train into Toronto,
they still had that one of those fucking snake things, right? They could have just kept going. Just all the way under the ocean.
Right? Yeah, you've been watching too much fucking Thunderbirds as a kid.
No.
You're fucking... we've got the Channel Tunnel and that goes so fast. That's like fucking 20 minutes away.
Oh, I don't know.
You're trying to dig a fucking... Gee, we're getting slightly off topic. I don't know. What was you talking about? Oh, yeah, Driver Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So everyone, it's at the garage here, at the Upper James Garage. It's, what was it, 9 in the morning?
9 in the morning till 8, 4 in the
afternoon. And you get a free lunch pack on something.
Yeah. They don't say what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's just a free appreciation, thanks for your hard work lunch pack, which is better than...
Sandwich, slice of cheese.
Slice of cheese and an apple. Fucking Kit Kat or something. Might be lucky. You might get some Tim Hortons donuts in there.
That'd be all right.
That'd be nice. And then I think it's down at the McNabb Terminal from...
They do both.
Noon. Yeah, I think they do noon till 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's something that the union have put on.
It doesn't say on the poster.
Yeah, it don't say on the poster. I could be completely fucking wrong. Maybe the management have decided that maybe we do a pretty good job.
Well, I hope so.
you know what? I think the management that we got here now with Kelly and Keith and a few others, I think they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not like the old military style of management where they...
No, they're pretty laid back.
Yeah, Kelly's pretty good. I mean, Ken talks to her quite a lot. He's always in there bugging her and sending her emails and shit about certain stuff.
I've only said hi to her a few times, but she's... three times I've maybe talked to her, she still knows who the fuck my kids are. She asked me how my kids are and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, so. I spoke to her a couple of times when I was in WAC. Mm-hmm. I'd done my back end Christmas time, and just after Christmas. And I spoke to her, she was good as gold on the phone. She was like, oh, can you come in tonight? I was like, oh, I've got plans. Like, I fucking, my back thing, I didn't know I was going to be back to work this early.
Yeah.
So I've got the kids and shit. Oh, yeah, I'll come back tomorrow whenever you're free. She was
good
as gold. She didn't really... press it.
Yeah.
I mean, as well, when you feel ready to come back.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Like Ken can't speak highly enough of it. Sorry, it is technical. Every 4 minutes, this computer decides to stop recording.
Maybe it's just me.
For some reason. It might just be Matt. It done it once last week. It's done it twice so far. So
yeah.
Wait until
it's
get
12
minutes and then it'll fucking do it again. The management, I think, are pretty good. And we've got new... superintendent's just been hired.
Yeah.
I see that. We've got some guy that's from project planning or something. He's not from buses.
No, he's not from buses at all. He's from Bylaw.
Yeah, so he's...
Traffic and Bylaw. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so he knows the roads and stuff.
The streets.
He knows some of the bylaws. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know why they're going...
He must be a good candidate.
He's got to be if he passed the interview process, I guess.
So, and who else we got? Jason. I know you listen to this, Jason. Congratulations.
Yeah, good job.
Harp
got it. And
Paul Tamburelli.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised Drew didn't get
it. Yeah.
I'm sure he went for it. I spoke to Drew before and I know you said he was going to go for it.
Yeah.
That's a surprising choice.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Why that is. I mean, Drew would...
I hear different stories here and there, but I'm not going to comment
Drew's
those.
Brilliant at what he does, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, but, too valuable.
Yeah, I think he might be too valuable as an inspector.
Oh, there he is.
Is that Mr. Leiter?
Yes, yep, there's Ken.
Have you started?
Yeah, we already started maybe like 10 minutes ago.
But it's already fucked up like four times.
Yeah,
so.
It's just Matt turned up and he's fucking broke the computer.
Guys, just keep going, I'll just sit here.
Yeah, so Ken's just walked in, I'm sure you heard his dulcet tones there.
Yeah.
What did I call you this week? I think you're the Starsky to my Hutch this week. You're not Cagney and Lacey or Batman this week.
Here goes the Robin thing, eh?
Yeah, you're Starsky and Hutch.
You're moving up.
What's the topic?
Anything we liked this
anything
week.
You want.
Yeah, we've just been shooting the shit, really.
Yeah, waiting until you come in. So. Oh, yeah, look, he's got, look, Ken always comes prepared. See, that's what I love him. That's what I love him. He's like a little old man in the river.
How about move to the back of the bus? Let's go there.
What's that one? Move to the back of the bus.
The
only problem is when I say it, they tell me to fuck off back to my own country. So it's a bit. What's this? What is this? Sorry, Ken's just handing me a bit of paper. Oh, Boston News.
It's our news.
It's our news. Our newsletter.
Just make it generic. Don't talk about the company.
Waste the fucking money.
Oh, we were talking about
Driver Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah, who's putting that on? Do you know? Is it the company or is it the union?
I'm not sure to get into in detail. Okay. Is it drivers or is it Employee Appreciation Day?
It says employee appreciation day.
Yeah. Driver's Appreciation Day.
It was a couple of months back. So that's what I thought.
They missed that one.
Yeah, they missed that one, but they don't miss everyone else. So at least we get a free lunch pack.
I made sure I reminded them that they missed that one, too.
Yeah.
So maybe that they felt guilty.
Guilted them into it, Ken.
That's it.
Oh, fucking well done, Ken.
I cornered them into it. We got some
stout bread and fucking...
Crackers and cheese. That's it.
One slice of bologna and you're good.
Happy days. Yeah. What the fuck's bologna? It's bologna.
You don't know what bologna is?
Well, it's like a sausage sort of thing, isn't it?
Oh, who knows what's in it? Oh, it's tasty, though.
Lips and arse,
obviously. Yeah. Same thing as hot dogs. Just a flat hot dog.
It's just, fine, it's a flat.
So we were on schedules a while back, and I was just...
Yeah, we've done schedules. Yeah, that thing you posted on Facebook, that is...
Oh, is it hot?
Yeah, that's a bit of a...
What's that? I don't do the Facebook.
You don't do Facebook because you're an old man.
I'm an old man.
you don't want to get in trouble with a wife.
I don't have time for that. So
Well, it's good if you use it wisely.
We've got a Facebook page.
And we use it as a tool.
It's called Transit Sense, and we post funny pictures on there and stories and
well, I hear about it all the time, right? Ken had, week, but.
Ken had a post the other day. He was doing a piece on King and he was late because you're fucking late. It's just the way it goes, right? It's just scheduling. We've got another fucking 8 podcasts to talk about scheduling.
You see how I started it off? Attention, all new operators.
Yeah, and right? one of the aforementioned inspectors said, why are you running late?
Which is standard.
So at that point, I would have lost my fucking rag and just fucking stormed off the bus.
This has gone on for years. That's in their book of
instructions. And people made some comments about, and I made a couple of relevant comments about, it's the schedules for you. You can't keep a schedule.
Well,
people that are speeding.
It is definitely the scheduling part, but it also comes back to... training, right? They say from day one, it's better to be late than early.
Yeah,
that's right.
So,
that's right.
What we're trying to do is,
the thing is, it's if we can't do anything about the schedules, we can't right now. We're not. You can see that by the 7-8
situation. My point is, we can.
By not speeding,
by driving.
Oh yeah,
By finishing late, and that
that's
was my
right,
point
yeah.
on the Facebook page.
Now.
You put a time check in for half hour every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking 200 people do that every fucking day.
Right.
Yeah.
If we can get everybody to do the same thing.
It's easy to say because I say it all the time, but I'm the fucking worst offender at that.
So you know what you do?
But you're human, right? You want to get to the end of the line.
I
understand that.
But it's not too bad since I quit smoking, but when I smoked, baby.
Yeah. I think they created schedules to the smoking. That's what they used. The smokers actually designed our schedules.
Yeah.
But... No, I hear what you're saying, Tony. No, we can affect the schedules in that way. It takes time to change that.
Yeah, it does, and we need everyone on board.
But we have to get everybody on board to do that, which is hard.
Look, we've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
Me included. I'll mind up and say, look, I want to finish on time because I've got such and such. I've got fucking good.
I just hate giving my bus late to the guy. I don't want to fuck the guy until start.
Yeah, but you didn't create it.
No, I didn't create it.
Didn't create it. This is something we have to... overcome this idea that it takes over from us should never complain.
I don't mind getting the bus late, but I have given the bus late to people, and they're like, "Oh, you're late." Yeah. I'm fucking late. I won't bitch at them, but I'm late.
But I definitely don't like getting my bus late. Yeah, I won't bitch at them, but because I know shit happens.
Yeah.
So
I've done work that regularly late.
Oh yeah,
10, 12, 15, 20 minutes late regularly. Yep. And I'm you know what, I don't really care, because I don't bother, the schedule means fuck all to me.
When I first started, I'll do it as much as I can,
but if I can't, I can't.
When I first started, I was doing that King drop-off, and I'd get my bus no earlier than 25 minutes late every day. 25 minutes late every day.
Yeah. And that was 5 years
ago. What can you do?
It's 5 years ago. But now they've changed it.
It starts earlier now.
King's stuff like that. So
we've had this discussion on the podcast about the scheduling. They've changed the schedules But they're still not as good as they were 20 years ago.
No.
Which fucking makes me laugh. Yeah. Because the schedules 20 years ago on King were like every 4 minutes. Now they're every 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So they're not as good as they were 20 years ago, but you've got three times as many people riding the bus.
Yeah. And 15 times the amount of cars.
15 times the amount of cars and the fucking traffic lights and roadworks.
Oh, yeah.
And
the thing is this, you got to get...
Different ends of line, longer route. I mean,
especially now we're going to university. Yeah, yeah.
You got to get everybody trying to work together, which is almost impossible, it seems. And I don't know why, but you can't get everybody thinking the same. Years ago, there was a guy from scheduling that left here, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It was down in our Barton Wentworth garage. He was leaving scheduling, going to another department in the city. And he sat down in the driver's room. We talked to him. We knew him from before. So he said, look, you guys, you know, really, you guys are the only ones that can make a change here. We are given a budget. We are given guidelines to go by, and we have to stick to that. We have no room to move. We're not allowed to do that. So when you guys do what we put down in paper or print, then we keep it.
Yeah.
That's the only choice we have.
You're validating
the work that's right.
They do, which is fine. You can validate, and it's good that they think, but you don't need to validate it.
Right. He says the only way
supposed to be validated because it's
well they say
the only way we can change it
impossible task to keep some of these buses on top.
Right. He said the only way we can change it is if you prove us wrong. Mm. If you prove us wrong, then we have something to take to the higher ups.
I think it comes back to people that have been hearing this. Oh yeah, well if you prove us wrong, you'll prove us wrong and we'll change it. And they've been hearing that for 20, 30, 40 years.
The thing is here,
one person can't change it.
Yeah, but the number,
one group can't change it.
The number that I think they have in scheduling is 86% on time rating.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
I think it's 86.
It's around 86.
Yeah, around that. And as long as we hit that,
they're happy.
Yeah, no,
right? But, and they always hit that, so
the president of the union takes this concern of the driver's stress and running late and all that to the company. Then the company, the manager says back to the union president, well, I don't know what the problem is, 80% of it's on time, so what's the problem?
Yeah, and what can the union say? Oh,
what can the union say?
That's because our workers are speeding.
Yeah.
Our workers are breaking the law. They can't say that.
No.
They can't say that.
Exactly. And exactly.
They give you a cheese sandwich and that's it.
But it's all good when you're speeding and you're not stopping at a four-way stop properly and cutting corners and shit. Until you get caught.
Yeah.
Until you have an accident, until someone complains about you, fuck, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
And I've said this, I'll drive at the fucking speed limit through the garage, fucking on the highway. Yeah. I won't go over the speed limit because one, it's my license, two, it's my fucking livelihood.
Right.
My family's
right.
And three, I know for a fact that I won't get backed up because I'm breaking the law.
Yeah.
And they tell you in training, don't speed, but you got to keep the bus on time. But don't speed. But you've got to keep the bus on time. But you can't speed.
Yeah. So, make up your mind.
Yeah, yeah. What can you do? Like, you either speed to keep the bus on time, or you run late and you're a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it is. Because there's a 10% of the drivers will run normally and don't speed. And they're the ones that, why are you running late? Well, I've had it before. Why are you running late? Because I'm fucking late. I need a piss. What do you want?
I've never heard that.
I'm surprised you haven't heard that one. That's in the book of inspectors. That's one of their. That's chapter
three. I'm never
late. Chapter three.
I'm never late. I'm never fucking late.
Oh, Tony, we know who he is. Eh?
I told you. I say it all the time, but I'm the worst fucking
offender.
You know get evidence.
I don't begrudge anyone doing it.
Yeah.
I just don't want anyone to get injured or fucking fired for doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
When you can easily not do it.
Yeah.
I run late all the time. 90% of my runs.
Because you don't even know what side of the road you're driving on.
Yeah, because I'm on the wrong side of the street and I'm driving backwards.
You don't know what you're doing.
It don't bother me. I still get to the garage on time.
Yeah,
I still
exactly.
get home. I don't get far. I'm a night driver, right? The day's slightly different. I've only done one board of days in a few, couple of weeks when I started. So you want to give the night guy a chance to fucking keep the bus on time.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I can understand.
Days are totally different.
Busy. A lot more people, a lot more traffic, a lot more stuff to deal with. I can understand that.
Yeah. Well, this is my first board of nights in 4 years.
I mean, I've said to everyone that I've taken over from, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. I don't give a fuck. You bring it late as you like.
Right.
I don't give a shit. Don't do that to me. I'll make that time up at some point.
Yeah.
They would have to give me a short turn. I'll do a piece on Saturday now, Bayfront. 9:30, they have to cover that 9:30 trip from downtown every week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Every week without foul. I've done it for...
And they'll keep doing that.
Fucking two and a half, 3 months now. Every week without foul, they have to cover that trip. Because by that point, I'm 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Because I'll stop at every track. I'll open the door when I'm supposed to.
You drive responsibly.
Yeah, I'll drive at the speed limit. I don't speed if it says 60. Right. I'll drive at 60 if it says 50. I'll drive
on that same run, I brought the manager out on the bus.
Yeah, that was the same one.
And showed him, you know, basically...
Yeah. It's impossible.
And he didn't say anything wrong about the way I performed. He said, you drove great. So.
No, it's just impossible.
Yeah. It's just impossible.
You don't have a fucking time machine. Yeah. It's impossible.
So I made a point of addressing this with management that no inspector should come out and say to a driver, why are you late? Does that sound strange?
No.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. They already know.
Yeah.
They already know. Okay? If they don't know why you're running late, then they're not doing their job. They should already know this.
I think you can look at it two ways, though. It's the way some people say it. Now,
partly.
If one inspector comes up and says, oh, why are you late?
Yeah.
You're going to get your backup right away. If someone comes up and said, why are you late? What's the issue?
Because it could be an actual, was there an accident? Was there traffic?
I know what you're saying, but you know our setup here. You know our setup here. You know that the scheduling is really a joke. Okay, it doesn't work. It doesn't add up in our books. It may add up in their books in the accounting department or the city hall booking keeping for funds that are available for transit. It may add up there, but it doesn't add up on the road.
86% on time rating. That's really funny.
How's that happening?
We know how it's happening. Everyone knows how it's happening.
Are they being honest looking at the GPS to see who's leaving early from that line? Are they being honest about who's doing what?
We mentioned this. We've mentioned it every podcast. Yes. Even Aaron mentioned it on the health and safety. He knows he's got to leave McNabb a minute early so he can get down to John Street to make connections with the King bus and the bar.
We trip over ourselves in operations to make it work. Right? But why is operations doing it?
But that's the stuff... that we need to just stop tapping.
I'm doing it again.
I was fucking grinning from ear to ear because I was sitting there going, he just gave Ken shit on the last podcast we tapped, and I'm watching him tap right now.
It comes up real fucking loud in this microphone now. Yeah. It's real fucking loud.
I'm gonna turn my head.
That was awesome. I was watching him.
I see him looking. I can't say anything. I'm rubbing my eyes. I can't say anything.
I love him going, Tony's going to have an aneurysm.
Can't control myself.
Fucking connection fit.
What are we talking about?
It was funny.
So let's get off our schedules.
I could go on for years.
We're going to cover that again.
Well, we were talking about the bus rodeo before you.
You've done the bus rodeo.
And we didn't know anything about it.
Huge.
But
yes,
we were waiting for you.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Yeah, we want to know, why they stopped it.
We stopped it because of funds.
Okay.
Like everything else here, they kill everything because of funds. They don't see the importance.
How much would it cost to bring a bus down to the parking lot with fucking cones in a parking lot?
Most of our guys were volunteers from the management that would come and be judges and stuff like that.
But if this is something that the union could...
It's great. It's one of the best things we can do.
Invigorate a bit more fucking...
It was a family-oriented thing.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
We liked the competition. Mm-hmm. It didn't, you know, we some got serious about it. I mean, they brought up, some guys were really good at it. And got so
but you got third 1 year, is that right? Second or third?
I've seen your name on the plaque. Two years in a row.
So the first loser.
First loser.
You're the first loser.
Well, okay, I'll describe it first.
Yeah. Too busy tapping on the steering.
I'll describe it. There was the semifinals we used to have, and it was as many, I guess, you want to put in to do it. They might have had 30, 40 guys doing it, whatever, in that area. And then you would come down to 15, I think, finalists.
Oh, okay. And then you is it like reversing and fucking figure
something
out?
Something like that. You go through
that's
barrels.
That's what I used to do at home. It was like a reversing thing. And then
you
drive around quick.
You go around. You do the right turn, left turn, around cones. And then you go into a stopping position where your doors are lined up with cones. And you back up in a section where cones are. Stop so far from a cone, you know.
Yeah.
Your rear duals go through a set of balls that are tapered.
Tennis
balls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to knock any of them. All sorts of stuff like that. It was really good.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
I'd love to see you guys do it. I mean, I'm past my prime now, but I was the first year I went into it, I got in the final. And then, of course, it took me a couple more years than I got into. I surprised myself by coming in first runner-up in 89. And because...
Jesus Christ. 89, I just started fucking high school. 11, I was 11.
I wasn't even there yet.
Well, we also got marked on our appearance and also on
a defect check as well,
for the bus, so we had a thing for that as well. So I lost first place by 9 points. My appearance was 10, so my hair wasn't cut that day.
It's a 70s mustache.
Yeah, well, my hair was all bushy, and they just wrote me off on appearance.
So. You had the Farrah Fawcett, too.
The thing was, the guy that won was our highway coach CCL division.
Okay.
All right. So in 89, he won it by 9 points. I was runner-up. I had to go to Ottawa to do it because I was the urban. He was the highway. It wasn't accepted. You had to be the one that was in the city working.
Okay.
So I was the one to go to the national.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so they put me up in Ottawa. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Why did you come in the national squad?
Oh, that was another story. Yeah. So in Ottawa, I got a little, this is a lesson for everybody, don't get cocky. Because I had time here to practice and everybody was applauding me in the training department. I was going to be one of the better ones. I was going to be really good at this. It looked promising. This guy might do it. He might even come back with a trophy. So I get down there and Larry McRae was the highway coach driver. And he coached me. He was with me. We went to practice. We had a day before where we could practice on the field in the parking lot. I was nailing it. I was doing great. This guy might do it. It was so promising that our manager started, our commissioner, which was Heinz Schweinbenz, he started to bet. I mean, they all bet, but I think he was betting on me to win.
Sounds like that fucking film about Reynolds. So we get into it.
It was really, I mean, these are the top drivers in Canada. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're with pretty good people here. So we did our defect check and test. We did our written or whatever, appearance and all that stuff. Then we went for the event. Well, the day of the event, you know, you're a little nervous. But I was pretty confident that I was going to be really good at this. I might be in the top five. I pretty well figured I was going to be up there. So here I'm going through the course. Nailed the first one. Oh, boy, that was good. Nailed the next one. That was good. Here comes the rear duels. Not a problem. I got this. Bang! I hit every ball. They're all gone. If you blow 10 points, you're finished.
Yeah.
These are all top drivers. Eh? I blew 50 points.
Oof. Jesus. So you choked.
Overconfidence does that to you. Yeah. And you know what?
Whiskey.
Here we go again. I almost tapped the table.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, give him the phone.
Anyways.
Give you one of those big
but made it worse, yeah. Tony. What made it worse was it was on TV.
Oh.
So they actually, the news, okay? Not televised, but it was on the news. So what did they show on the news? They showed my tire nailing those balls and blowing it, you know? And I go, that was me. I know. Oh, that was terrible. But it just showed you can't be overconfident. I got my composure after doing that because it was halfway through the course.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, don't blow the rest of it. Don't shame Hamilton. So I do the rest of the course, the backup, all perfect. Did it. So it just shows you can get a little cocky and overconfident and don't do that.
See, but the thing is, like, doing something like that, I don't even care if you go across Canada. Just do
it
here.
Do it here.
Just do it here.
For the
we used
for
to
the
have
driver.
Barbecues here. One of the drivers was a German guy, made great sausages. Mm-hmm. And
oh, Mel Rana. He's Mel Rana. He makes the sausages. Yeah,
yeah.
Sausage man.
But we had
he's
people.
He's on our platform train. He's a fucking good guy.
We had talented people here. Was doing stuff on the side during the rodeo. My son drove the bus at probably age 12 or 11. because the training department would take them out in a separate parking lot. Yep. Awesome. And they had a hand-controlled brake.
You still got it.
The first days. I got a picture of my son driving the bus at that age. You know, like, this is great for families. They got rid of it.
That's a money thing, though. I mean,
but they had sponsors. They had Firestone sponsoring it. They had somebody else sponsoring it. You can make this work if you want to.
Yeah, there's a way to make this work. Sure,
I'll be the first one to sign the paper to bring it back. Bring it back. It was great.
We haven't done family fun day thing. We haven't done that in a few years now.
Yeah, they got away from everything. Nice thing about the Rodeo 2 here was that if you came in last...
You got fired?
No.
You got fucking fired.
Not back then. Maybe now.
Yeah, maybe now. You suck.
But no, if you came
you suck,
in last.
You're gone.
Yeah.
See ya.
If you came in at last, you know, we joke about it. But next year, if you did a little better, you'd probably come in most improved. Yeah. You got a trophy for it.
Most improved.
You're not so shitty anymore.
You're still shit, but you're not as shitty as you were last year.
As you were.
As a guy that's shitter than you are.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what? That could be something.
Now you have to sign Barton for the next six boards.
The next six boards.
That's your punishment. That could be something we can present to our new executive. Let's get that rodeo.
Well, you know what? I'd like to get some things. I'll be done the Heart and Stroke Foundation in a few weeks back.
And that's the other thing. I didn't know about that until... 4 hours before it happened, and I was working.
I've got a text from Jana saying, "Tone, can you?"
And I gotta give her shit because she didn't text me to let me know.
And can you do it? Mm-hmm. And she's a friend of mine, so I was like, "Yeah, well, I'll do it." So I've got a free shirt and a fucking hat and a wristband with my club.
Yeah, well, I've done that.
I mean, you know what? It was actually a good fun. And I'd like to do like a family day, get like a fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bouncy castle and fucking barbecue and fucking, even if it's just fucking 50 people, 20 people, fucking half a dozen people.
And that's the problem with this company. The environment here is that with everyone's shift work and days off and, right?
Right.
What day to have it on, right?
Yeah.
Because if you have it during the week, right? Well, I'm not, you have it on a Friday. Well, the guys that are off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're fucked because they can't come.
If you can do it every year, it's not like you do it once. Yeah. You might not get the first year.
Yeah.
You might not get the second year, but you'll get the third year. You'll get the fourth year. Not everyone's going to come. Yeah. Like,
you switch to nature.
Makarate, I'm with. They do like a appreciation picnic in Christie's...
Christie Conservation Area.
They hire a fucking pavilion. They get people to come and do the fucking barbecue and food. You just bring like a side dish, and they have six. I think it's the main one that I go to, and then there's like five other franchise ones, and everyone's invited. It's put on. You don't have to pay for it. All you have to do is pay for your token.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Why don't we do something like that? Hire a fucking pavilion. For 2 days.
Yeah.
You do it one day in the week and one at the weekend. So then everyone has got a chance. Or you do it on a Friday and a fucking Saturday or a Sunday and a fucking Tuesday or something. Why don't we do that? I know it's... I'd willingly put fucking some money in. I'd willingly do something, volunteer, fucking...
Definitely. You know
what I mean? Like, a Tuesday would be good for really junior people. Right?
Yeah, and that's who you want there because they're the ones... For the most part, they're the ones with the young kids.
Right.
Right? Right?
Yeah. They need that.
Yeah.
We found with the rodeo, we had it all day on Sunday, and we would have cruisers relieving guys that wanted to be in it that couldn't get Sunday off.
Yeah,
they would drive down, relieve them, put somebody else on, and bring them up for the their event.
Yeah, do their 20-minute drive. And
So I mean, you could be flexible that way, but for that,
well, why don't? That's what maybe Eric. I know you listen to this, mate. Why don't we put a fucking thing together where there's people that I know they've got the POPs committee, but that's more for a political thing. I believe.
Unfortunately, Eric's the version of Eric's podcast I have is all fucked up on my iPod.
Was it?
Yeah, so I can listen to it on my computer.
Oh, okay.
But with fucking two young kids running around, I haven't had much chance to listen to the whole thing yet. So I haven't been able to hear the whole, committee is.
It's more of a political party to get people involved in the community. So that's partly
We're halfway there.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
So we've done
the heart and stroke, and they want to do that every year. They've done the food.
Why don't we? Oh,
they want to do that every year. But then that's for the community.
I heard there was
supposed to be. What about the community as drivers?
Yeah. We are a community. I heard there was supposed to be a social committee getting started. I was.
Well, that's good.
I caught wind of that, that was five months ago, and I haven't heard anything about it since.
Who was talking about it?
Just a few drivers down at the terminal there. I can't remember who it was, but a few drivers come up and say, oh, I was approached about the social committee.
You know what? I think that was what the POPs committee was.
Maybe.
I think it might have been. It's sort of half and half. I'll have to look at the fucking thing. I don't know why that worked. But the way Eric was explaining it was this, to get people in the community involved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we're part of the community.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
We're not just fucking bus drivers. We live in the community. Most of us live in
Hungary.
Yeah.
We got
lives and kids and wives and fucking... We go to the same shops all the passengers do. I've seen passengers in my area.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all right, fucking... Whatever. And if I've been fucking rude to them, I fucking...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, fuck, sorry. I was having a bad day. Whatever.
I don't say sorry.
Yeah, I'm not that hard to fucking miss.
Yeah.
But, so I think that was partly of the POPs committee. Yeah. To do that stuff, like I said, the heart and stroke bike ride and the food drive and the anti-bullying thing and the fucking
that might help us come contract time. The city won't fucking hate us so much.
Well, hopefully, they've done the raffle thing with the draw.
Yeah,
whether they hate TVs us or not, the community would be behind us that way.
Stuff, what was it? Eric was saying at $500. They had five sponsors. All put $500 in. They got a big fucking TV. Cases of beers prizes. And fucking prizes and shit like this.
Yeah.
So that sort of stuff. But we need something. For us, because morale is a bit of a low ebb.
Oh,
it's starting to
the morale here is brutal.
It's like the morale is on a very low ebb at the moment, right? And that's partly the company's fault, but that's partly our own fault as well. It's not all the company. It's not all the driver.
No. You can't please everybody.
But if you can't please everyone all the time, I've had issues today on Facebook. I made a comment about losing my temper. And I had to delete a fucking. I was asked by. Oh, I'm not going to name anyone.
I'm glad to hear that, Tony.
Asked me to delete it because I offended a couple of drivers.
So
I deleted it. And there's a big thing on Facebook now about why the fuck and people are sticking up for me and stuff, which is I appreciate it. People listening, I appreciate it.
You have to tell me when we're done. What was said.
But yeah, I lost my temper. The guy was being a fucking racist to people on the bus and to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I lost my temper on Facebook. Yeah. I fucking vented.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm a fucking.
This is why I don't go on Facebook.
So and that was
you deleted it
3 weeks ago.
It's over.
And I heard about it today.
Yeah.
People complain because I use the C word quite a lot, and I don't mean coffee.
Well, you're English, and I'm the same way. Yeah.
But I try to explain this to people. I use that
word. It's one of my favorite words.
I use it.
There's a sore spot with Tony. You don't call him an immigrant.
Most of the time it don't bother me, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time it don't bother me. It's just that if I'm having a real bad fucking day and you start giving me racial shit on the bus just because I talk funny.
Founded our country. Really, what's the big deal?
You know what I mean? But anyway, that's a side fucking thing. Yeah. But I use the C word differently than people over here use it. Because in England we use it as a term of, you old...
Yeah.
Whatever, how are you doing, you old...
C-word. Yeah, it's a term of endearment
sometimes. Yeah. Not just an angry word. No. I used it in anger, granted. But I do use it to friends I talk to on the phone. Yeah. Oh, I use it all the time.
Against my wife's...
Yeah, my wife...
My wife hates it.
I've been married to my wife 12 years this year. We've been together 13 years. And I've probably heard her say it a dozen times, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, because I don't...
I knew like I liked your wife. Never met her, but I knew I liked her.
I don't like women... I don't like women saying it too much. It's not... It's a man's word. Yeah. It sounds real sexist, and I'm going to get complaints about being sexist now, but it's a manly word. It is definitely a word
you don't hear women say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, well, we got this concrete for doing something for the drivers, like... Are we going to do a barbecue thing, or what's...
I hope so. It's not nothing concrete. I'd like to...
We should get something concrete going.
...get a POPs committee...
we'll get in touch with them.
And we've said it before on the podcast. The podcast is just a way to try and boost a little bit of morale. I know there's a few people that like it, not just on this company, but on Facebook. There's a couple that I posted on a couple of different groups, and they seem to like it.
Yeah. I'd get involved with anything.
So it's trying to build morale. And I think, in all fairness to Kelly, she's doing a pretty good job at the moment of trying to deflect and diffuse a lot of nonsense shit that used to go on here. When I first started, I've only been here a couple of years, but I think the morale's got a little bit better.
A little better, yeah.
I think with the union and stuff, you're still going to get the people that are disgruntled from way back because they've put up with it for 25 years, yeah. And I can understand that. But then you've got to look past the past, and you've got to
shake it off.
Yeah, you got to go, oh, you know what, that was in the past, that's 20 years ago, then people are not here anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That union executive's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Don't hold
that guy's left, he's moved on, he's not here anymore, he passed away, whatever. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So now I think Kelly's doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah.
I think the inspectors are 99% of them are doing a fucking good job. I think there's changes.
Me and Dee had an excellent conversation about that tonight, actually. About
Dee's great.
Yeah, she is definitely. Great. We had a good conversation about the way inspectors handle issues and stuff like
that.
That's why I was a little bit late getting up here. I stood downtown for an hour.
I think they handle it. Yeah. I think there's only like Ken's. Obviously, that was an exception. Maybe the inspector's having a bad day. He's fucking human. You know what I mean?
No, it's true.
And it's not disrespect to everyone. Yeah. Everyone has a bad
day. In fact, I'll tell you something. That same inspector, I think on the Facebook as we're talking, there was Jen did the same the following day, yesterday. And she had that same inspector come and ask her,
he's having a bad day.
Is everything okay? Well, I know he has a reputation of saying that wrong thing. You know, about, what's the matter with you? You're the only one. So we had to shake it up with him. But I also mentioned to management when I talked to them that, he did say something good the following day.
Yeah.
So good and bad days, we all have them.
So you can't,
but
you
practice,
can't look at it.
What's the practice here? We should never have a practice where a supervisor or inspector comes up and says, you're the only one. Mm. Okay? That's wrong.
Unless you are the only one.
Well, it had to be pretty bad to be the only one around here. I think it's well proven that, most drivers...
I think you're just a troublemaker.
I shake it up.
Yeah, pushing that envelope all the time.
I'm pressing buttons and tapping the table.
You're shaking hair and tapping tables.
It's okay.
I think it's... Like I said, everyone has a bad day.
Yeah. Sure they do.
Like everyone.
Sure
I have more bad days than I have good days sometimes.
Yeah.
In all fairness. So it's not a slagging off of the company. I've said this from podcast one. It's not slagging off the company. We want morale to be boosted.
That's right.
For
definitely.
Us as well
that's
as
right.
them. If everyone's a bit more happier and a bit more happy with their job and a bit more relaxed. And I tell all the new people when I talk to them, I'll see them. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about certain stuff at first until you're real, real relaxed in the job.
Get
comfortable driving the bus with all the people
advice.
On it and the traffic. And don't worry about the fares and the transfers and shit like that. Don't worry about the little
stuff,
things.
Big stuff,
and that's where the people that have been here a long time, no disrespect, Ken, even the guys that have been here maybe 15 years, like Riz and a few others, have been here 12, 14 years.
Yeah.
Now they're on that cusp of, I'm putting up with this for so fucking long now, I'm just fed up with it, I'm just going to do what I've always done and just go on with my job. Yeah. Or they're going to be on the side like Ken and me and you, that we got to try and go forward a bit more positive. I mean, I'm not the most positive fucking guy, I'm a miserable, depressing fuck.
That you are.
But yeah.
That's why I fucking love you, though.
That's why I love you.
I had the manager tell me I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. So. A pat on the back. He's going to lose his fucking...
Oh, I almost spit my water out when you tap that thing.
I haven't knocked the mic over yet.
Move
that way from
Tony, you've done a good job. Matt, you've done a good job. It was tough out there today. I've had that a couple of times. You know what? That means more to me.
Hey, I even lean in the dispatch window and say, hey, you're doing a great job in there. Yeah. I tell them.
Oh, yeah, I've said to him before, I was fucking busy out there tonight. Jesus Christ. I've said to Drew many a times. I fucking know that.
Oh, he's great.
When he does that 2 o'clock till 9 shift in the control room on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in London, there was like 50 people that did that between that time.
Amazing.
So it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fucking 100 million times more.
That's hard for us to fathom.
But there was a whole fucking floor of fucking police and fucking.
You see, it's like the top secret thing to get
into.
You have
the pass to get into the building.
Wow.
And they have like these little cubicle doors.
Yeah.
Like you pass to get into the first bit, and then the back shuts, and then you have to pass to get into the next bit.
Wow.
And actually get into the room because it's
full. It's like Scotland Yard.
It's because it's full of policemen, basically.
Yeah.
It's like we share the office with the community police, transit police, and buses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like urban transport or whatever.
Yeah.
And we have I think it was like four managers. Fucking.
Do you have company picnics?
No, we used to have a thing. It was called a JCC. It was like a, I don't know what that stands for. It was a job thing or whatever. They used to do it once a year, and it was to discuss what's coming up in the following year. And everyone was given. They used to do it in two batches. Mm-hmm. So half the staff would go one day, half the staff would go the other, mm-hmm. and then on those days we'd sort of work it around and yeah. cover shifts where yeah. we had to and work late and shit. And they did it every year. They booked like a conference room, and they had slides about the Olympics, and they had people come in and talk about it, and then you had lunch and fucking
fish and chips
and yeah. fucking all that sort of shit. I think one year we had it at a real posh fancy fucking place in West End. It was real nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they did yeah. it. It was all, yeah. all thingy, but they stopped doing it for the last year I was there. They didn't do it because of the financial issues.
Yeah,
they didn't do it, which is fair enough. We had like a more low key one.
Yeah.
Still same thing, but in at a lower ebb.
And that's fine. That's what you want. Get together.
People still moaned about it because you can't please everyone all the fucking time. Like,
well, if you used to
sure get, a lot will volunteer and help.
You should get in that shit all the time, and then all of a sudden, right, you're getting a hot dog.
Oh, fuck, what the fuck's this? Yeah.
We get some kind of family day going, and a lot of people volunteer.
Yeah, but hopefully the union and the company could come to some sort of arrangements for the next year, even, because I know the contract talks are coming up and stuff, and that's a big thing for everyone.
Yeah.
I've discussed it on the podcast and mm-hmm. Facebook and whatever. I'm hoping we can.
Well, I think they'd have better turnout at the union meetings, too, if we could start gathering outside of that as
somebody
well.
Somebody suggested where that union meeting is, or hall is right now. When the Tire Cat game is on, we can have tailgate parties there.
Why not?
Perfect. Why not?
Huh?
Why not? Right? Why
That's
not?
An idea.
You'd be stupid not to.
Yeah. Even if you're not going to the game, let's go to the tailgate party. Yeah. Let's start with that.
Fucking the Tiger Cats are back this year.
There's a thought.
Yeah. I think they're only going to have 80% of the stadium dumps. They might not have food there.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, as long as you've got beer,
yeah.
dogs and fucking burgers.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think we might have to wrap this. Wrap this up a bit. Yeah, it's
getting it's been a blast.
It's like fucking 20 to 3, shit. Dude,
20 to 3.
Yeah, we've been
here. Up in a few hours.
Yeah, I've got to be up.
You
yeah.
kids, get up early.
Oh, the kids
get up early.
Yeah, well, like I said, hopefully on a part. Now, hopefully we can move morale on a bit. Yeah. Like I said, that's part of the Facebook page and part of the fucking employee appreciation days and the fucking bike rides and.
It's on the
bullying campaign.
Is it on the 20th?
Yeah, it's on the
20th
of June.
It's 20th of June.
Yeah.
Between, it's at the garage between 9 and 4. And down at McNab Terminal between noon and 8. So everyone really, drivers, anyone listening, if you haven't seen it.
Give us what, crackers and cheese?
I think so. No, I don't know. It just says
I'm hoping for a lobster and fucking steak.
There you go. A little surf and turf for you, eh?
Yeah, yeah. My expectations are here. The reality is...
Cafeteria, muffin and coffee.
But you know what? Anything's better than nothing. I'm glad people
see it as that.
Yes.
You know what? They're doing something good for us, so fucking why not?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, we've only got a fucking sandwich. Yeah, but you got a fucking free sandwich. Stop fucking moaning.
Yeah, it's better than kicking the balls.
That's it.
Anyway, Matt, thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I know you're listening to the podcast.
It's been a pleasure. I don't know if I'm going to listen to this one. Yeah, I don't know if I can listen to this one.
I've listened to myself. I'm fed up. Ken, as always.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming after work.
It's been good.
You can find us at the Facebook page. It's Transit Sense. Facebook, and we've got an email address. It's transit.sense1@gmail.com. I haven't had no emails. I don't know why I tell you, but no one's emailed me yet, so fuck you.
I'll email you.
Freeloading bastards.
There's a whole bunch of C's.
I'll do this off my own. A whole bunch of C words.
C. Whole bunch of C words.
Facebook's told me people are listening, so.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
There are a few emails.
And there's another Facebook group that it's the Transit Operators Worldwide. It's a really good Facebook page. There's like 3,000 operators from all over North America.
Right.
It's really good. There's a guy on there, I'm going to get his name wrong, Heisel. If you're listening, email me. Just so I can pronounce your name. But thanks for listening, and thanks for passing the word to everyone.
I hope I was talking to Dee, and she was saying, "I hope you guys don't fucking swear too much in this one."
Yeah, but you're on it, so fuck
I was okay.
I want to try and be more creative with my language, but fuck it, I can't. So.
Yeah, we're going to do English.
All right, what are you going to do? This one's going to have a big red E on
colorful metaphors.
Yeah.
And remember, drive safe and stay safe.
Yeah.